Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at trunk stability in sports-related testing protocols, and finally, a story about the role of core stability and function. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 559, recorded August 5th. 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Trunk core stability is considered a key component of training programs because it could contribute to prevention of low back and lower limb injuries and to sports performance. Based on the specificity principle, sports-related trunk stability tests would be required in elite sports performance. However, there may be some generic qualities underlying trunk stability that can be assessed with non-specific protocols, which are broadly used in sport and rehabilitation. To assess whether specific tests are needed in a high-performance context, the authors of a study published in the journal Gait and Posture analyze the influence of specialization in sports with large but qualitatively different balance control demands, such as judo and kayaking, on trunk stability, and compared high-performance athletes with recreational athletes without a specific training history. The study concluded that specific sport training induces specific trunk stability adaptations, which are not revealed through non-specific tests. Surf to our show notes for links. A study in the journal Sports Medicine looked at the importance of function of the center core of the body for stabilization and force generation in all sports activities is being increasingly recognized. Core stability is seen as being pivotal for efficient biomechanical function to maximize force generation and minimize joint loads in all types of activities ranging from running to throwing. However, there is less clarity about what exactly constitutes, quote-unquote, the core, either anatomically or physiologically, and physical evaluation of core function is also variable. Core stability is defined as the ability to control the position and motion of the trunk over the pelvis to allow optimum production, transfer, and control of force and motion to the terminal segment in integrated athletic activities. Core muscle activity is best understood as the pre-programmed integration of local, single-joint muscles and multi-joint muscles to provide stability and produce motion. This results in proximal stability for distal mobility, a proximal to distal patterning of generation of force, and the creation of interactive moments that move and protect distal joints. Evaluation of the core should be dynamic and include evaluation of the specific functions, including trunk control over the planted leg, and directions of motion, including three-planar activity. Rehabilitation should include the restoring of the core itself, but also include the core as the base for extremity function. As always, discuss all rehabilitation questions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ray Kroc. If you work just for money, you'll never make it. But if you love what you're doing and you always put the customer first, success will be yours. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.